By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The American people and businesses are one step closer to receiving COVID-19 funding relief from the government. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive year-end bill that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. $1.4 trillion of annual government funding is also part of the deal. The Senate approved the seven-day stopgap funding on a voice vote. The White House has previously said President Donald Trump would sign the bill, avoiding a partial government shutdown. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. Speaking of President-elect Biden, he and his wife, Jill, received a COVID-19 vaccination on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the country. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign is frontline health workers and those in nursing homes, addressing some of the most vulnerable populations before expanding to others. President Donald Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. Meanwhile, a growing list of nations banned most travel from Britain in response to a dramatic rise of infections because of a new strain of COVID-19 sweeping across southern Britain. So far, the U.S. has not restricted flights from Britain. Via remote, this is